The Patriot Act requires the federal government to conduct criminal background and security checks on all 3.5 million truck drivers in the United States who are licensed to carry hazardous materials. The concern is that terrorists could use the trucks as weapons. But critics say it's almost impossible to implement the security checks by the November 3rd deadline. Truckers are worried those convicted of relatively minor offenses will lose their jobs, and they question how much the law will do to stop a determined terrorist. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The criminal background checks were demanded shortly after the attacks of September 11th. At the time, Attorney General John Ashcroft said about 20 men suspected of having ties to the hijackers had been arrested for trying to obtain fraudulent licenses to transport hazardous materials. The terrorist links were never confirmed, but the concerns lingered. And indeed, earlier this year, an Ohio truck driver with hazmat credentials was arrested for plotting with Al-Qaeda to destroy the Brooklyn Bridge. The new law requires all hazmat drivers to submit their fingerprints for federal screening beginning November 3rd. But as with many efforts to tighten security, there's a gap between coming up with the plan and actually making it work.
There's a whole bunch of very, very important details, and the devil is always in the details, that we don't know yet.
Cliff Harvison is president of the National Tank Truck Carriers Trade Association. He says the truck industry supports the checks, but doesn't think the deadlines can be met.
We don't know right now whether the fingerprints are to be electronic or whether they're to be traditional paper and ink. We don't know whether the fingerprinting itself will be done by law enforcement authorities or contract agencies at the state level.
And such questions have trucking companies nervous they could face a shortage of hazmat drivers later this year. State motor vehicle departments, which issue the driving credentials, say they are in a bind. Sheila Walker is director of vehicles for the state of Kansas.
In Kansas alone, and I know we're not alone, we don't have the statutory authority to fingerprint applicants and force them through a background check or pass those costs associated with these new requirements on to them. So that's the first step for Kansas will be to get that statutory authority.
But to do that, she needs the Kansas State Legislature, and it won't be back in session until next year. That's the case in a lot of states.
The only other alternative is not to issue the driver's license, and that could ultimately hurt the economy.
At stake are the jobs of hundreds of thousands of truck drivers who, under the new law, have to submit their fingerprints for the background checks to get their hazmat licenses renewed or to apply for new ones. Anyone who's been convicted of certain felonies over the past 7 years or is under indictment won't be allowed to haul hazmat cargo. Neither will most aliens or anyone considered to be a security threat. Brian Tremail is spokesman for the Federal Transportation Security Administration.
It provides a minimum level of assurance that, frankly, the bad guys never get access to the most dangerous and hazardous materials that are transported on our highways.
He says the administration understands the difficulty of trying to put such a massive screening effort into place and is weighing whether to make any changes. But Tremail notes that his agency just finished conducting similar background checks on about 1 million airport and airline employees and says any delay for truckers involves a risk.
This is one of these security measures that you'd never want to be in the position in the aftermath to say, if simply we had done a criminal history check, we could have prevented this disaster.
But those who actually drive the trucks aren't sure the government is aiming at the right target. At a busy truck stop just south of Baltimore, dozens of 18-wheelers slide in and out of narrow parking slots as their drivers brake from their long hauls on the interstate. Jimmy Wyatt, a hefty driver from Kansas, carries bags of fast food back to his truck. He says he's skeptical the new law will work.
You could pass a background test and still be a terrorist. Because we got guys out here driving from 30 different countries now. You know, and they pass the requirements to get into the country, so why can't they pass for hazmat? You know, you can do a background check all you want. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
That seems to be the consensus at this truck stop, although some drivers say it would be good to match names against terrorist watch lists. It's the criminal background checks they're not so sure about. The law covers a wide range of felonies, everything from murder and rape to fraud, dishonesty, and possession of marijuana.
That could be a hindering spirit, okay? Because you got a lot of people out here that has made mistakes in their lives and then turned their life over to Christ.
That's Richard Lewis of Atlanta, who admits he has 2 arrests from his youth for second-degree burglary and robbery. But he's been driving trucks now for almost 24 years. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says many former convicts are drawn to truck driving jobs through rehabilitation programs. The union's concerned that some very good workers will lose their jobs. It wants the list of disqualifying crimes to be shortened and the appeals process to be improved. Truck companies have their own complaints. Under the new regulations, if a hazmat driver fails the background check, the driver will be informed, but the company will not. Cliff Harvison of the National Tank Truck Carriers says that's a very big concern.
There will be some individuals who will be found not to be qualified, and they simply won't tell their employer.
End asks the industry, isn't that most likely to occur if the driver in question happens to be a terrorist? The Transportation Security Administration says it's only trying to protect the privacy rights of drivers, and companies can always check public records to see if their drivers are credentialed. For now, all the parties involved say they'll keep trying to work together to get rid of the kinks before the new law takes effect. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.